Okay, the enormous turnip. The size of that turnip, eh? Once, a man came out to his garden with his turnip seeds and his hoe. That's what a hoe is. He dug and he delved and he set his seeds in a row. He cared for his seeds and watered them well. And the turnip seeds began to swell. Got a little bone there. But they're growing. In a very few days came little green leaves. They poked and they pushed and they pointed. The man with the hoe rolled up his sleeves. That's a weed.
No.
He plucked out the weeds and raked off the rubble. He didn't know there was going to be trouble. Look at the size of that. It's growing. At last, the turnips began to grow. They got bigger and bigger and bigger. And the man with the hoe said, "So, we'll have turnips for breakfast and lunch and one for tea. And it's turnips for supper too, thanks to me." One of the turnips, the best of the lot, began to take over the whole of his plot. Gosh, look at that one. Look at the size of it. It's enormous. It grew bigger and bigger every day. It was huge. It was vast. It was enormous. The other poor turnips got out of its way. The man was baffled, but he kept on hoeing, and the enormous turnip kept on growing. Gosh. The man thought it must be time at last to pull the turnip, but it just stuck fast. "Come and help me, heave," called the man to his wife. The man pulled the turnip, and the wife pulled the man, but the enormous turnip just wouldn't budge. "Heave! Come and help heave," called the wife to a boy. The man pulled the turnip, and the wife pulled the man, and the boy pulled the wife. "All together, I say." But the enormous turnip just wouldn't budge. Look at the size of this thing. "Come and help heave," called the boy to a girl. The man pulled the turnip, the wife pulled the man, the boy pulled the wife, and the girl pulled the boy. But the enormous turnip just wouldn't budge. "One, two, three, four." "Come and help heave," called the girl to the dog. The man pulled the turnip, the wife pulled the man, the boy pulled the wife, the girl pulled the boy, and the dog pulled the girl. But the enormous turnip just would not budge. "Come and help heave," called the dog to a cat. The man pulled the turnip, the wife pulled the man, the boy pulled the wife, the girl pulled the boy, the dog pulled the girl, the cat pulled the dog. But the enormous turnip just wouldn't budge. Gosh. "Come and help heave," called the cat to a mouse. The man pulled the turnip, the wife pulled the man, the boy pulled the wife, the girl pulled the boy, the dog pulled the girl, the cat pulled the dog, the mouse pulled the cat, and squeak! The enormous turnip shot right out with a thud and a thwack and a thump, and they all fell back with a bump, bump, bump. Ouch! Whoops! Gosh. Then it was turnip for breakfast and lunch. And for tea, and turnip for supper, and, oh dearie me, anyone for seconds? The turnip's so good, they can't eat their fill. And it's just so enormous, they're eating it still. That was the end of the enormous turnip. All ladybirds, yes, maybe they ate the turnip too. Well done.